Hello, and welcome to the Lynn Woods Golf and Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, follow, and subscribe so that you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting, empowering show. And speaking of empowering, my guest today is Kay Singleton, executive producer, creator, and star of the series Covenant, which is streaming on All Black. She's an actress and a screenwriter and has won multiple awards for her writing and also has worked with other faith-based kind of modernized TV series things like Saints and Sinners and even American Soul. So Kay, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It is a pleasure to have someone as creatively gifted as you, and we know that you're doing it through your gifts from God and that you are a woman of faith, because why else would you be writing about things that tie back into scriptures and Bible characters? So again, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. Such a woman of faith, and when I tell you God had his hand all over this production, and I couldn't have done it without his grace, so thank you.
Yeah, so you're one of those blessed and highly favored sisters, I see.
Yes, Lord. Look, grateful for the blessings, and listen, there were some blessings through the trial of it all, and so I'll tell you about some of the perseverance and it all happened for a reason, so I'm still...
Yes. Now, let's find out a little bit more about you. You are from Central Florida, is that right?
I'm from Daytona Beach.
Oh, Daytona Beach. Oh, okay.
Yes, there's not a whole lot going on there, but it was enough to make sure that my mom was a praying woman.
Mama's a praying mama, so she stayed prayed up.
Yes, she did. And she's the mother of the church now, so she has all her friends and the pastor and his wife and everyone tuned in, so I'm excited for them to see it.
Now, speaking of you and your writing and all these creative things that you do, how did you get started as this super powerful creative and growing up in Central Florida?
Oh, my God. So, and we can take it back there. When I was in high school, I remember writing my senior book, I thought I was going to be like the head of A&R at some big music label. Thank you, but I don't know how I got over here.
How did you get in?
So, went to college in Atlanta, graduated from Georgia State in marketing, and then started working for some luxury beverage brand for like 2 years.
Wow.
And so I was comfortable with that check, and I had a salary and benefits and all these things. And then I caught the acting bug, and I moved out to L.A. for 5 years in like 2011, 2012.
Okay.
And I was still working in corporate America in marketing, because I transferred out there with another brand. But I started taking acting classes, and then on the side, and then I started taking some writing classes. And so when I moved back to Atlanta in 2016, I was like, you know what? I'm going to really pursue this. I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to put everything into pursuing this acting career. And so I did that for a couple of years until 2017. And 2018-ish is when I started taking writing classes, because I got tired of people telling me no.
Oh, wow.
Auditions were
all right, sister girl.
Brutal. And I was like, you know what? I need to be more in control. And so I took writing classes two or three years at Bridge 17, which is an amazing screenwriter studio here. And the amount of knowledge that I gained was, just immeasurable. And from then I started writing screenplays and won script writing awards and, wrote a feature film that made it to Sony. It hasn't come out yet, but hopefully we'll see it soon.
Amen.
And I decided, I was like, you know what? I want to see the shows on television that I've always wanted to see, and they weren't there. I wanted to see a faith-based show that kind of catered toward a younger generation where they could subtly be given, these seeds where it just wasn't, because they're not going to watch War Room, right? And I love War Room, and they're not going to watch these other movies like Left Behind. So I wanted to have something that could, appeal to them, but appeal to an older, more seasoned crowd as well. And so I thought, what is going to be the difference? So let me kind of marry those too. And I started writing Covenant then, back in 2018. And I wasn't really sure which way I wanted to go with it. At first, I thought it was going to be a movie. The Promise was just a movie.
Okay.
At first. And then, which is the first episode, or first story. And then I said, you know what? I want to see more of these stories. Because, you know, there's a plethora of stories in the Bible.
Yes. That, you know, all kind of drama. All kinds of drama in the Bible.
And I was like, you know what? How would that look if we took different stories and thrust them into modern day times and modern day circumstances where it was thrilling and edgy, but also you learn something from it. And so I wanted to see the stuff on screen that I never got a chance to see, which prompted me to write it. And I wanted the roles that I never got booked for, which, you know, prompted me to create Serena and Monica, who you'll see in The Vow, which is the second story, and Trish, who you'll see in the third story. And so these are characters, strong women, you know, Black women, we don't have as much of an opportunity, that I wanted to see myself in.
So let's take that, okay, The Covenant, and let's break that down and explain to our audience how that works. It's a series, isn't it? Like mm-hmm. a four-part series. So can you break that down, how that flows?
Yeah, absolutely. So Covenant is a faith-based anthology series, and it takes these Bible stories and brings them into today, right? So the first story is The Promise, and it's broken in half because, quite honestly, I was a little long-winded and I couldn't get it all in those 45 minutes. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have to shoot more because this is an important story that needs to be told, and it needs all the time it needs. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up having, I think total it was about 80 minutes. So we were able to break it in half and do part one and part two. And so for each of the stories, there's four stories: The Promise, The Vow, The Retribution, and The Enemy. And each of those are broken in half because of the length of them. And so it's 8 episodes total, but 4 stories.
You're juggling all kind of sort of things within doing this series, but how did you end up with this deal with All Black, which is a streaming service, and that's where it's going to be airing through, or streaming on All Black? How did this whole deal come about? Because you're a sister out there making stuff happen, counting your blessings.
You know, I'm so grateful to All Black, because what they're doing is something so powerful, is giving Black creators and Black writers and Black producers a voice to tell stories. And not many networks do that. And so I met Brett Disney, who's the GM of All Black, about 10 years ago. And he heard all my ideas and heard all my aspirations back when I was, you know, just an actress on Saints and Sinners, when I got my first acting job. And I met him around that time. And he helped me, you know, make my first show Bible for another show back then. And he kind of gave me advice throughout the years. And so when I was finally ready, seasoned enough, when I had been to writing school, you know, when I had already done a couple of productions and wrote some movies and had that under my belt, is when I reapproached him and I said, and this is years later, I have a show. Actually, I have 5 shows I want to pitch you. But I have these shows, and I want to, you know, see what we can do at All Black, because I want more content out there for us and by us. And All Black, that is what they do. They give us a platform that we don't get with other networks. And so they were gracious enough to say, hey, Covenant is the one we want to produce. We're really behind it. And so they gave me the chance, and I'm forever grateful. But they have, and this is the first time they've done something faith-based, too. Because
really?
Their other programming doesn't go in that direction. So they took a chance on this in every way.
And that is interesting, because, you know, not too many folks out there in the quote-unquote, in the larger sense of things with Hollywood, would take a chance on some faith-based things. I remember, like, I lived in L.A. for a long time. And I remember I was working in as a regional marketing person for the Ice Capades and the Harlem Globetrotters. And my VP told me one time, he said, not to really let it be known too much about my faith, you know, because that people might shy away from that. I'm like, oh, excuse me. That's why I'm curious about you and then All Black, and they're accepting a faith-based story series. That is so cool.
Yeah, because most people, like you said, they shy away from it. They don't want to, because it's polarizing. The people, you know, are really behind it or they're not. And what was different about Covenant is that even if you don't know these Bible stories, right, even if you don't know or as thorough with the Bible as the next person, you can still enjoy it. You don't have to know them to enjoy the actual show, because it does touch on real world issues as well. And the first one, it touches on infertility and surrogacy. And infertility is something that a lot of Black women don't talk about amongst each other.
That's true.
And it brings up such a, we did the screening and so many Black women came up to me, and women period, but they came up to me and they talked about how it made them feel and how, you know, they were literally crying in the theater at the screening because it was something that they had gone through as far as, you know, dealing with infertility and dealing with in vitro. Mm-hmm. And whether or not they would be able to have a kid. And I told them that I wrote that in the storyline, because not only did it happen, and I want to give you a story, I want people to guess each one, but it's a real fear of mine.
Okay.
You know, do you pursue your career, or mm-hmm. do you settle down and have these kids? And then when you're ready to have a kid, will you actually be able to?
That
so
is,
it
yeah.
speaks to a lot of different women in that way as well.
That is so true. I've had those conversations, and my girlfriend talks too. So, so can't wait to watch that. But how did you? I'm going to jump back to that. But how did you juggle being an executive producer, star, and then creator of Covenant? It's a lot of girl hats to be putting on.
Father God, when I tell you, he had his hands on me. It was the hardest thing, and to be quite honest, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Mm.
And it was to the point where you just keep going. You go home and you sleep for your 3 or 4 hours. You get up, you go back, you do it again. You do it again. You put one foot in front of the other. And for me, because I had at that point only been in front of the camera, in a real way. Like, I've done other productions of my own, smaller short films or smaller pilots, but this is the first time I had to run an entire series, you know, from beginning to end.
Okay.
And, you know, pre-production and principal photography and post-production and wrap and all these things. And it was a learning experience. I learned from the bottom up, and it was something that I appreciate now that it's over. That, because I had to learn so many different jobs. I had to learn budgeting. I had to learn, you know, how to manage a crew. I had to learn the production office, and I had to learn administrative and produce and direct one of the episodes and act in it. So
wow.
it was a crash course into production as a whole. And again, I wouldn't have gotten that opportunity without All Black. So it was good, but it was definitely, at one point, like, Lord, you just got it. I'm just here.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's when,
take it as it comes.
Yeah, because it doesn't it seem like that's when stuff starts to really flow and you just give it up and over to God and say, you know what, God, I thought I knew what I was doing, but I really don't. So you just going to have to
really
come
don't.
Down to help me.
you're going to have to take over. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm just going to follow you and try to listen for that still small voice. So there's
yes.
so many decisions that you have to make. And if you're not, you know, fully versed in every area, you have to lean on that. You have
yeah.
to lean on discernment.
Yeah, discernment.
So,
mm-hmm. And then knowing what the discernment and the tricky part is, knowing what is that God speaking to me, or is that just me talking to me?
Because I'm a control freak. So I love to know the how, the when, the what, the way. And so giving that up was very hard for me.
But giving it up is what ultimately led to all of this that you are doing now with Covenant
mm-hmm.
and more. And it's just you're amazingly blessed, and God is so good.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
All the time. Amen, amen. So what other things are you working on before we do our wrap up here? What other things that you got coming up? You got Covenant. You're working that now.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So Covenant, just want to plug that really quick one time. It drops every Thursday, a new episode. Today is part two. It's not going to end like you think it's going to end. There's too many twists and turns, so please check that out. And the Bow starts, and the Retribution and the Enemy right after that. So please, every Thursday, All Black on all your streaming platforms. But then also, I don't know if some of your listeners watch The Oval, but mm-hmm. I will be debuting on The Oval in a few weeks here.
Oh.
Causing some trouble for the First Lady. and her husband coming in her making shop. So looking forward to that. I want to say she appears around episode 10.
Okay.
Because, you know, they have 22, and it's going to rock some worlds. So I look forward to that debut, and we're getting ready to film season four this month, next week.
Oh, wow. So
that's moving. So the Oval and also Sphinx and Sinners, we're shooting season six next month.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. And so please check that out. And then hopefully we'll be in pre-production for my next film that I'm writing and producing in December so that we can shoot top of the year. It's sort of a thriller, but it's a thriller based on historical facts. So I want to say it's like Get Out meets Love, Half Country, because it deals with a lot of things that our people went through as far as with the civil rights and whatnot. But I'm going to the deep end of the pool with that one, and I want to teach some lessons and reveal some things. So that's coming up next, too. And then also, hopefully, season two of Covenant. I already got some episodes written.
Oh, look at you. Amen, amen.
Yeah, so it's always the train moving.
Yeah, you better get on board or be left behind.
Yes, I can't wait. You know, I'm going to ask Mr. Spirit what he thought, if he watched it, when I see them on set on after the first.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and so Covenant is going on now. You can stream it on All Black, so you all look out for that. It's a four-part series, is that right? Four parts?
It's four stories, eight thrilling episodes.
You hear that, folks? Four stories, eight thrilling episodes. Mm-hmm. All right, now
All black,
and that should be easy for y'all to remember. All Black.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, how can people follow you on social media, Kay Singleton? And then how can they join the conversation of Covenant on social media as well?
Yeah, so please follow me on IG, on Instagram. Excuse me, I'm at @kaye.s. Again, that's k.s or kaye.s on Instagram. I'm also going to be doing some Instagram lives doing after part two drops after today, so I can get, you know, some feedback from the fans, the people that have watched it. I know they all have opinions about Serena and Malcolm, so let's talk about it. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm on Facebook as well, Kay Singleton. So, yeah, follow me and give me your reviews. Yeah, send me messages, comment. I want to know what you really think. And Covenant is on Instagram as well, @Covenant_the series.
All right, then. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ms. Kay Singleton, one of God's superwomen. Right here.
That's what my mom said when I was going through it, and I had to call her to get a prayer. It was like, see, they don't know that you're God's child. Okay,
And audience, thank you for joining us today. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and follow right now so that you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting podcast. Now, to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's @LynnWoods, LinnWoods. Instagram @LynnWoods96. Facebook, Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless.